Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Okay, we're going to warm ourselves up now. We're going to talk about hot sauce in the company of Trinidadian chef Eamon de Freitas, founder of AA's Caribbean. Hi, Eamon. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Closing out the show as usual. Save the best for last.
And listen, once you start talking, it's like your voice is like sunshine. So so listen, I'm going to make a bold statement here.
Go on.
I think hot sauce has been the defining condiment of the 2020s.
Yeah, sure. You know, I mean, places like the Caribbean and Central America probably been like that for a long time, you know. I would argue, pulling these facts out of my behind, that Trini's probably consume the most amount of capsaicin of any other country in the face of the earth. But hot sauce is really coming along in the Western world.
So where does hot sauce come from originally, and what is hot sauce? What's in it?
You really have two separate main kind of foundations of hot sauce. One is chilies. That's that was discovered in, you know, the Aztecs in Central America. I think there's cave drawings that date back to 7000 BC that show them using it for food, for medicine, for torture, first chemical warfare weapons perhaps.
Right.
And then the other side of it is peppercorns, which kind of Columbus would have found and kind of brought to the Western world. And then within that peppercorn, you have green peppercorns, red peppercorns, which would be extremely popular in Asia.
So before we knew what hot sauce was here, there was a thing called Tabasco sauce.
Sure.
That was probably our first flirtation with it. Is that hot sauce?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
And it is. You're being polite.
No, it is. It is. If I go to like a restaurant and they have Tabasco and, you know, that's the only thing they have, I'll put Tabasco on pizza. Nothing's wrong with it. You know what I mean? A little sting.
Yeah.
But it is just, it's kind of the mother of, it's kind of the mother sauce, which is vinegar, chilies and salt.
Okay, so when you were growing up in the Caribbean, was everything hot?
Masochism is the only
really,
way I can kind of describe
it. Was it competitive like?
It definitely was competitive. Like if you went to a street vendor and you asked him for some hot sauce and he gave some to you and it was too hot and you wanted another one, you would definitely not ask for any less because you'd be judged, you know? I had an uncle who used to eat hot peppers kind of like three or four of them with every meal. We had the hottest pepper in the world for a while, the Trinidad Scorpion Moruga pepper. So a jalapeno has a couple of thousand Scoville units, and that had a couple million.
Did you ever bite into one?
Yeah, of course. You have to try it, yeah.
Good?
Too hot for me. It's just too, you get to a certain level and then it takes over all the other senses.
Yeah. So you don't want it to completely dominate the whole taste, I guess.
Yeah.
You say chili eating hot sauce and that, it can actually be addictive.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons why hot sauce has kind of come along in the last few decades in kind of the Western world. You know, it was very kind of rare to find that stuff, maybe in the 90s and that kind of stuff. Ireland definitely was late to the game. You know, and people travel, people go to school, different cultures, immigration is one part of it. But the other part of it, it is addicting. It does release these endorphins into your body and it makes you feel good after. I mean, I've, you know, salivated and sweat into a bowl of pho before and then afterwards felt like a million bucks. You know, you get that kind of euphoric lift and it's just basically your body thankful that you're alive.
Okay. For someone new to chili and heat, where would you start them off?
Look, I mean, if you've had Tabasco already and you're like, this is bland and boring, which, you know, it's, you can have your own opinion about that. Move on to something that's like a jalapeno kind of based sauce. You know, this. I think the kind of general consensus is that everybody's tolerance is kind of getting hotter. You know what I mean? Sriracha would probably be a kind of next step up for that. And then, you know, from there, it really branches out widely in, you know, types of chilies. Is it fermented? Is it not? Is it sweet? You know, the bases, it's...
Okay, so it's like wine, like you could get quite into the different ingredients and know the subtle differences. What about making your own hot sauce? You have an easy novice recipe that you could do in 10 seconds there?
Yeah, I think, look, you know, the recipes are really up to what you like. So if you find that you like something, try and make a hot sauce. You like spice bags? Well, spice bag is onion and it's peppers and it's five spice. Throw some chilies and some vinegar in there and throw it in the blender. I bet you'll be a delicious hot sauce. You like marinara pizza? Put some garlic, put some oregano, some basil, some olive oil and some vinegar and salt in a blender, and I'm sure you'll make a delicious hot sauce, you know?
So okay, and is vinegar and chilies are the common thing across all hot sauces?
Not
is that
all
right?
the not all the time, but a lot of hot sauce makers will put vinegar in to kind of lengthen the shelf life of the product and kind of make it safe, you know? And you kind of kill two birds with one stone. It's heat and it's also a bit of tang, which is nice. They go well together.
So you've given us a recipe. I say the word recipe in very loose terms, but a technique for chicken wings with butter and hot sauce. Yeah. All the major food groups, basically. Chicken, butter, hot sauce.
What else do you need? I've been doing this since I was 9 years old. I remember my sister taught me how to do it. She was just like, just get hot sauce and mix it with butter. And that kind of started a little phase that I had with butter. Hasn't ended yet, still going. But just equal parts hot sauce, whatever hot sauce you like, and butter, and then just slather your wings in it. A pinch of lime, maybe, if your hot sauce is on the sweeter side. You will not regret it. It'll be the most delicious wings you ever
had. Watch, just stick them in the oven, cook the wings.
Sorry. Right. Stick the butter in the pan, melt it, add the hot sauce, you know, make sure.
Okay, I'm glad you told us that. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so you make up the melty kind of butter hot sauce thing first.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then cook the wings, oven, air fryer. Fryer is obviously the best, but a bit cheeky. And then bring it out, toss it in the cold sauce and enjoy.
Okay, so cook the wings outside the sauce and then you throw it in.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
So come here. Give me some other things you can use hot sauce on. I presume you say everything, yeah?
I would say everything. Obviously, I don't use it for, like, sweet things, although I have had chili and ice cream before, which is horrendous. I didn't like it. I have had chili and beer before. I think that is also terrible.
Chili and?
Beer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, yeah.
I did not like that at all. It was not delicious. But I put on everything. I like breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, pizza. I have to take a break sometimes because your tolerance kind of builds up slowly, and then you just become this like, well, what is going on? Am I even tasting anything but the hot sauce here? My wife is looking at me. She's like, will I just put a straw in the hot sauce jar and we could just have that for dinner? So I do love it on everything. I think start like with the things you like. You like eggs, put a little bit of, you know, if you're a bit terrified of spice, put a little bit of chili powder on your eggs and see how that goes. And then, you know, kind of go from there. It's incredible how far it's come. It's a $4.5 billion industry that grows about 10% every year. It's insane.
Yeah. And you have your own hot sauce as well.
Of course yes. Thank you for the shout out.
I always like to mention that. Yeah. And I would have to say, not for the faint hearted, I would have said, but your hot sauce. And by the way, you've got a new cooking series starting on your YouTube channel, Eamon Derrick, in the next couple of weeks.
That's right. Called Cut In. Season one is out next week. Correct.
Okay. Listen, you're an absolute band. In the middle of cold winter. Thank you very much, Eamon de Freitas.
An absolute pleasure.